Getting into the weekend with some traveling music on the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070, The Answer.
The loveliness of
Christ. Tony Bennett in San Francisco,
seems
baby.
That's right. Sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day.
Very romantic. We always take time at 8:30 on Fridays to slow down a little bit, drop the agita. Agita is Italian for upset stomach. You know that, Maron, che faccio, you get that agita. Just from stress or arguing or bad food and what we've been experiencing with this regime of a White House. But anyway, and we talk about the glory and the sanctity and the smoking hot sexiness of marriage. And going back to the days of KRBE, a couple months in, when I started talking, I was only married 3-ish years back then. And the program director said, stop talking about marriage and how much you love your wife. I'm like, what are you going to do about it? I remember grabbing him by the shirt. And I was going to punch him in a hockey fight.
You want to tell the story?
Oh, a little. But anyway.
Allude to it.
And even to the last station where they said, stop talking about marriage. And I'm like, why? I always talk about fidelity. Semper Fi, not just for the Marine Corps. But in marriage, treat your wife like your mistress. It's a lot cheaper that way. When was the last time you walked up behind your wife and kissed her on the neck, grabbed her on the rear end, told her how smoking hot she was? And same thing for ladies to the husbands. Do this in front of your kids. I mean, I'm not too bad. Yo, give them a PG-13 in front of the kids so the kids see what a great, strong relationship is. Me saying that on the radio made a lot of people uncomfortable from the KRBE days all the way up to the last station. They were like, stop that. Don't talk about that. And they would sweat around their brow, and they would sweat around their collar for reasons that you can understand.
Might have made them feel a little on the guilty side.
Right. So I started the marriage segment, and I'd say, the heck with y'all. My wingman on the deal has always been Robert Kosick, wrote the book Honor the Vow. He's a marriage coach. He's off today, and he said, look, let me recommend some people, Brett and Kelly Hurst. And they have a podcast that he actually sent my way called Marriage to the Max, and it's really good. And Brett and Kelly join me on the show. Brett, good morning first. How you doing?
Hey, Sam. How's it going?
Outstanding. Let's see. Minister to Relationships at Memorial Drive Presbyterian Church, correct?
Yep, that's right. And I love what you say about smoking hot sanctity of marriage.
Hurrah. And this is your lovely bride, Kelly. Kelly, good morning.
Hey, Sam.
What's up, girl?
Not much. We're just happy to be on your show this morning.
It's great to have you here. Mr. Kosick's on vacay. He's tied up. He sent me your podcast, Marriage to the Max. I enjoyed it. I really liked it. I listened to the entire segment. I thought I'd just listen for like a couple minutes and get out of it just to see what y'all like. I like it. You're giggly, upbeat. That's what we need. We need more of that.
Great. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
We're talking about marriage. Mr. Kosick always sends us a tip. We posted it on our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show, and it's a marriage maintenance tip, and it's sometimes it leads to arguing, and we always have try to help you through it. Today's topic is I won. The prize for winning the argument with your spouse may be a few nights on the couch alone. When arguing with our spouse, if your intent is to win, you actually lose. If your intent is to resolve your marriage, will be a real winner. But Brett, us guys, when we are, I don't argue with my wife. I said that. I'll argue with anyone else in the world except my bride. But Brett, when men argue, they want to win, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I think what people need to understand first is that most couples don't get into trouble because of the actual conflict. They get into trouble because of their behavior around the conflict. I mean, if you think about it, you know, the things that we have to go back and apologize for, you know, the things like losing our temper, getting angry, saying things we didn't mean, storming out of the room, all that kind of stuff. That's all of our own bad behavior around the conflict instead of the actual conflict itself.
Yeah, Kelly, why do women storm out of the room?
Why do women storm out of the room?
Yeah, women. Don't they storm out more than men?
Well, most of the time it's because whether you're male or female, you get kind of flooded with the emotions and your brain just kind of can't handle it all, and so you think the best way out is just to disengage. But actually we found that there's kind of a healthy way of disengaging and there's an unhealthy way of disengaging.
One of the things that we came up with to help as a tool in the middle of fighting is something we call stop, breathe, and think. If you remember the old stop, drop, and roll regime up with the fire drill. So the stop part, you know, if you'll take the time to stop talking before you lash out, which is not easy for me, you know, what might that do for the conversation. So the main question is, how do you stop? Because this goes against what's natural for us. You know, we want to speak our mind. We want to be right. You know, it's like that old saying, you can be right or you can be happily married. You know, we want to win the argument. So this moment of sacrificing for the good of fighting fair is a new paradigm for us. It goes against our natural bent, one that we have to practice. But the good news is that either or both spouses can stop that angry flywheel that happens when we argue.
I like that. Brett and Kelly Hurst are joining me on our 8:30 marriage segment on Fridays. Just trying to spice things up in your own little world, because it's a rotten, crappy world out there. And there are people today in the rain, Brett and Kelly, who are going to get a fender bender. Somebody's going to get fired. Someone's going to lose their phone in the toilet. And they're going to go, argh! But obviously, when you have that nice, cozy, safe home, that passionate cave to go home to, it's not as bad, right?
Yeah.
On the argument issue, Kelly, this is why I tell people, you better date a long time before you get married, because you want to see how your future spouse is going to argue.
Absolutely, because, you know, when we're dating, we tend to send in our representative. You know, we send in the best part of us. And even early in the marriage, sometimes we're not completely fully ourselves until we kind of let all the guards down. And
sure.
So, you absolutely, when we try to counsel couples when they're getting married really quickly to go, you know, you haven't really seen the full patterns of everything just yet.
Exactly, because it's like you're in the first, second, or third date. You know, you got all glammed up. You put on your makeup. Us guys shaved every time and put on cologne and our nice clean shirts. And after 6 months, it kind of, you know, and then 9 months and a year, and you start seeing each other without makeup and without, you know, it's the same thing with dating and arguing.
Yeah.
You know, get through these things. How long have you all been married?
27 years.
Good. It's a good thing that he knew the answer too, you know.
Absolutely.
I like when the wife goes, 27. The guy goes, what? Yeah, sure. Okay, I'm cool with that. When you're doing your counseling, do you tell couples, like I always say, you know, treat them like a mistress? It's a lot more fun and a lot cheaper that way?
Yeah, we tell couples to just keep dating. In fact, married couples should be dating more than dating couples, because it's so easy to put the marriage relationship on the back burner because you become parents, you're working, you know, you're never going to not sacrifice for your job, you're never going to not sacrifice for your kids. But your spouse, you know, it's kind of easy to put that on the back burner, and then over time, all of a sudden, you look at each other and go, okay, who are you?
Right. Yeah, we've been married 24 years, 2 weeks ago,
awesome.
The 10th. And Denise, I call her Princess, still says, you have to ask me out. Don't ever say, when I'm on the phone with my buddies, oh, yeah, we'll all go out. Okay, we'll meet you. Denise says, no, you still have to date me. So I'll say, honey, do you want to go out Friday night? We can get, yes, yes, okay. And then she gets glammed up. She does her hair, and it's a nice little process, and everybody gets in a good mood.
That's awesome.
You know, holding hands and slapping butts is a good thing, okay?
Yep.
Don't be one of these nerdy marriage couple counselor things that don't talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, believe me, we go there.
Happy wife, happy life.
Well, and happy husband, too, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we're out there busting our can, and the husbands are going to put in long days today. Husbands will put in long days next week. They're going to try to wrap up a full work week in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's good to have a peaceful place to come home to. You know?
Yeah, we agree.
I just can't stress it enough. Do you guys argue a lot? Are you one of these couples who doesn't argue, Brett and Kelly Hurst? Or you argue a little bit, or you just kind of work it out as marriage counselors?
Yeah, when we were first married, we argued probably as much as anyone else. Now, it rarely happens, and when it does, we get back to baseline quickly. And it helps that we're talking about these kinds of tools with couples all the time. Kind of keeps us a little bit accountable to we now just have those tools to stop the flywheel. And that's what's great news is, you know, we take that time to breathe. You know, they say that it takes 90 seconds of calm before our brain comes back to baseline when we act in that kind of reptilian way of responding. 90 seconds, that's a pretty long time. You know, I mean, 90 seconds of dead air, that's a long time.
That's just any show around here, to be honest with you. But no, so it takes 90 seconds, but it's hard to take 90 seconds when your wife or husband are still yelling at you or still arguing and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you gotta let your brain get back to baseline so that you're able to think rationally and maybe say something that's actually, you can even be loving while you're having an argument. I think that's what we've learned how to do that's been most effective for us in our own individual marriage.
What about getting undressed during an argument? What's your take on that?
I'm all for it.
Because it's very difficult to remain mad, right? I'm just saying, when clothes are flying, it's just hard to sit there and go, oh, I'm still, oh, hell, I'm not mad at you anymore. Come here.
I know. We need to add the Sam Malone tool to our list, and that would be on it.
Well, I've said it for a thousand years. When you get married, take a vow in your own head that you would give up your life for your spouse without even thinking, right?
Like, yeah. It's
a non-thought process. I love my husband or wife so much, I'm willing to give up my life so that they shall live if there's ever, God forbid, that emergency, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then,
yeah.
A, B, you'll knock the teeth out of any guy who ever disrespects your bride in public, right?
Yeah,
who calls your wife a name, this name, okay. Then why in God's green earth would you talk to her that way? In her
mm-hmm.
So if you wouldn't allow a stranger in a bar to talk to your wife using certain words, why would you use those words in an argument? And why would you degrade her or demean her or put her down or say nasty things to her face?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And when we're teaching couples, that's one of the things we say is, you know, make sure you're using the same kind of tone of voice, a better tone of voice than you would, say, your boss. Or, you know, your best friend. A lot of times we come home and we just kind of lash out and use language and tone of voice that we would never use at work or, you know, with a friend or
yes.
something. And yet we feel like we can treat our spouse, you know, like that. But that never goes well.
Fantastic. I appreciate it. This is Brett Hurst and his wife Kelly Hurst. And they're marriage counselors. And they have a great a downloadable audio clip that you can hear on podcasting, and it's called Marriage to the Max, and Robert Kosick sent it to me. And you've done a phenomenal job filling in for an experienced marriage guy like Mr. Kosick. That's not easy, guys.
I know.
I love Robert.
The Hearst have represented. So don't forget, let's make today a grope day. Come up behind your husband and wife, kiss him or her on the back of the neck, tell them how sexy or hot they look, and let it roll from there on the weekend, okay?
And Sam, we appreciate all that you do to promote healthy marriages because that's exactly what we're trying to do. So thank you for that.
Thank you. But I get written up by that one program director. He put it in writing, told me to stop it. And the other place, they wouldn't put it in writing, but they told me to my face. They said, stop talking about fidelity and sanctity of marriage. So
you keep rocking it.
No, we need more people talking about it.
You know what I told them? I said, I'm only going to have one wife. I'll have a lot of jobs.
Exactly.
Stick it in your ear. Thank you, Brad Hurst. Thank you, Kelly Hurst. Marriage to the Max. Google it and listen to the podcast. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you. Thanks, quick break, 8:47. Sam Malone Show, AM 1070, The Answer.
And up ahead's another town that I go walking through with the rain in my shoes.